You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Please rise and put your hand over your heart, those of you who still love this country. Let the rest of them go to hell. We are living through a national emergency. There is a national insurrection. It's an insurrection made up of several disparate groups. You think that it's just the punks in the streets breaking the windows or those firebombing police cars. But you'd be mistaken if you thought that was the limit to this insurrection. It is the media. It is academia. It is the law. It is government itself. I know many of you have been waiting for this show over the weekend, as have I. And you know I'm going to have some very important things to say today about stopping the riots and the thugs. And I do. And the first thing I want to tell you is, if you look at the long picture tells us something different than the short view. I've studied revolutions and insurrections throughout history. And here is one corollary that I think is flawless. When people are scared, they vote right, not left. Let me repeat that because you haven't read that anywhere. When people are scared, they vote right, not left. Now, if I know that, I have to assume that some within the Trump administration must know that, but I can't be sure. I don't communicate with them. He was sequestered this weekend, as you well know, deep within a bunker. Unreachable for his safety and the safety of his family. I don't know what they know, but I would assume if I could figure this out by reading history, some within his inner circle must be intelligent enough to also know that when people are scared, they vote right, not left. And if they have figured that out, I hope they're not so cynical as to believe that the more mayhem, the better it is for his chances of reelection. See what I'm saying? Catch that one? So I'm going to ask you a few questions today because this is your show. And here are the questions, because I know all of you are dying to talk. Who do you blame for letting these riots get out of control? Has Trump done enough? What would you recommend to stop the street thugs? And should Trump stop Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Google to quell the riots? Most importantly, I will ask the most loaded question because it's coming anyway. Should the military be brought in to quell the riots? Those are the questions. You are the audience. You are the judge and the jury. And I'm going to give you the phone number and I'll give you some history here today. The phone number to the Savage Nation is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. We've watched the looting. We've watched violence. We've heard this disparate group of skinny punks in Antifa, the skateboarders and the others who you think are just innocent boys, breaking windows and stealing things, throwing firebombs. Trump said he's going to declare them a terrorist group. He doesn't even have the power to do that. So what's actually going to happen? And by the way, before the show is over, you're going to get a list of all the left-wing groups that are behind Antifa. See, Antifa is the military wing of many other groups that look like they're just intellectual discussion groups. And I have a list of all of them. And they include the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild. But there are about 30 others. 30 other left-wing groups that are behind Antifa, the godfathers of Antifa. Antifa is the military wing of the punks at these other organizations. You understand that one? I have a list of them, and you're going to hear the names of all of them. They sound like a neighborhood progressive group, but they are the peaceful face of the violence that awaits us unless they are all stopped in their tracks. And I'm asking you again, who do you blame for letting these riots get out of control? Has Trump done enough? What would you recommend to stop the street thugs now? Should Trump stop Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Google to quell the riots? Finally, should the military be brought in to quell the riots? And I will give you a little history right now. 12 times in history, the president has called in the military on a domestic level. Not this president, but all presidents. In 12 cases, the military had to be called in to stop the violence. The first we have is 1957-58, desegregation of Little Rock School. September 23rd, 1957, President Dwight Eisenhower signed an executive order sending troops from the Army's 101st Airborne to maintain order and peace during the integration of Central High School by 9 black students in Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas Governor Orville Farbus earlier called in the state National Guard to bar black students from the school. I'm giving you a little history that you didn't learn in your history book. And you're going to see that the military not only has been called in, but will be called in and should have been called in on Saturday. And those punks should have been put down like the feral dogs that they are. 1962, integration of University of Mississippi. Again, race riots erupted in the campus of University of Mississippi in Oxford when James Meredith, a black Air Force veteran, attempted to integrate the all-white school. And despite the presence of more than 120 federal marshals who were on hand to protect Mr. Meredith from harm, the crowd turned violent. Next morning, two civilians were dead, scores more were injured. After spending the night of September 30th under federal protection, Mr. Meredith was allowed to register for classes. The following morning, he became the first black graduate of the University in August of 1963. 1963, the feds called in the military to integration of University of Alabama. 1963, integration of Alabama schools. Military had to be called in. Let's move the clock forward. 1965, Selma, Montgomery, civil rights marches. See, it's always the race issue in America. Civil War never ended. Civil War ended with hundreds of thousands of boys and men dead to free the blacks, and the Civil War is still being fought. In case you don't know it, have you paid the price yet for the civil war that we're fighting? I have, through affirmative action. I've had jobs stolen from me. I've been taxed to death for high welfare costs. Shall I go down the list of the embarrassing things I'm not allowed to say? Selma and Montgomery, civil rights movement. Civil rights. March 7th, 1965 became known as Bloody Sunday. Peaceful protesters led by John Lewis were beaten by local police as they tried to cross Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led more than 3,000 marchers across the same bridge 2 weeks later and continued on a 54-mile trek to Montgomery, the state's capital, under the protection of the recently federalized Alabama National Guard. The five-day march, one of the seminal moments in civil rights history, led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965. But that's not enough, the Voting Rights Act. Now they're calling for reparations. Yeah, okay. Well, I've already paid my reparations. I pay them every time I write a check to the federal, state, and local governments. I've paid reparations every time a job is stolen from a white boy or white girl with a straight A average. I've paid for reparations, and so have you. 1967, Detroit riots. Army troops and National Guardsmen were called into the city for that riot. 68, Chicago riots, following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. A lot happened during that one. Army was called in at the approval of Mayor Rachel Daley. Thousands of troops descended on the city's troubled areas into Chicago. And when the fires that were set by the vermin. When the fires died out, 162 buildings had been burned to the ground, 12 people killed and 3,000 arrested. 1968, Washington riots following King's murder. 13,600 troops occupied Washington. Did you hear that? 13,600 troops were brought in to occupy Washington, to save it from the mobs. And it was the most troops ever called since the Civil War to stop the looting and rioting. 1968, Baltimore riots following King's murder. Again, National Guard deployed across the city. 1970, New York City postal strike. Did you know that the troops were called in? National Guard was called in by Richard Nixon to help the mail moving because the postal workers struck. The unions wanted more money. 1989, looting after Hurricane Hugo. Bush called in the National Guard to restore order on the island of St. Croix. Looting. Bush sent in 1,100 heavily armed troops to stop the looting. 1992, now we get closer to home. Rodney King verdict. Arson, violence, and looting broke out across L.A. following the not guilty verdicts in all but one assault charge in the videotape police beating of Rodney King. During the violence, 2,000 reserve soldiers were activated. During 60 days of rioting, are you ready for this? 60 people were killed and more than 2,000 people were injured. Those are some of the times the president called in the military domestically. And I want to focus on the last one because it's most appropriate to the current one. And that is the military operations in Los Angeles in 1992 after the King verdict, the Rodney King verdict. 2,000 California Army National Guard soldiers were requested by the governor. Of course, this governor wouldn't call them. He's busy locking you in your house. Isn't it interesting that you were locked up in your house for 3 months and told to wear masks by these schmucks and morons in the health departments? And the rioters were running around without masks, without gloves, robbing and stealing. And all of these ninnies in the health department shut their big mouths. And that's because we're docile. We in the suburbs are the docile ones. I'll have more to say about that in another show. What happened then after the Los Angeles riots in 1992? You don't know what happened because you don't read history. But what happened was the military was called out. And the guardsmen were sent into chaotic areas where there was a lot of shooting, fires, and looting. And by the way, we haven't seen any shooting, have we? Except, well, yes, there was a black federal policeman killed by black radicals in Oakland, but that got swept away by Wolf Blitzer, who should be thrown in jail. Wolf Blitzer, for what he did over this weekend, has reached a new low of propaganda and hatred. But so is everyone at CNN. I'd put the head of CNN in prison for what he's been doing, stirring up hatred. But I'm not the president. I'm only another person in the media. So what happened? What happened here? Did you know what happened there? How many people were killed? Have these rioters pulled out guns yet? Yeah, in Oakland, they killed a black policeman, a federal policeman guarding a building. But Wolf Blitzer didn't show his picture because it doesn't fit the narrative. And the mayor of Oakland, this Libby creature, is a far left radical who didn't even put in a curfew for fear she'd offend the black gangs. And the white punks on skateboards who smashed the whole city to pieces and looted at will. What happened after the military was called out? Do you know what happened? Machine guns were used. Did you know in 1965 in Watts, there was considerable machine gun fire and great expenditure of ammunition from small arms all the way up to 50 caliber? That's during the Watts riots. And commanders during the Watts riots, military commanders during the Watts riots, knew that lock plates were not installed on the guns, and they had to rely on their non-commissioned officers to enforce fire discipline. Only 20 rounds were fired in Los Angeles at that time because they had great restraint. Great restraint. And what happened was order was quickly restored. What happened after order was quickly restored in Los Angeles because the National Guard put down the feral dogs who were looting, burning, beating? What happened after the feral dogs were dragged away like the vermin they are? The citizens saluted and applauded when the guardsmen were seen. The National Guardsmen were given thumbs up across the area. Largely black areas gave them thumbs up. The guardsmen had trouble spending money in local stores, even those that had been looted, because shopkeepers and eating places refused to take money from them. They were loved so much. And here's the kicker, friends of the Savage Nation. After law and order had been restored, the streets of L.A. were much safer than they had been prior to the riots. In Compton, California, the police reported that crime rate went down 70%. An elderly gentleman told a reporter that his wife could now walk to the market for the first time in over 20 years. The citizenry did not want the National Guards to leave. And the last troops did not withdraw until May 29th, exactly a month after the riots had been put down. This is the Savage Nation.
Podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
This is Michael Savage. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. And when it's your time, would you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones, especially now with the riots? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our great relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. You heard me right. It's true. Just enter frontsight.com/savage into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. It's hard to believe, right? Well, try it out for yourself. Enter frontsight.com/savage. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. It's guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Jump on it now. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/savage. See you at Front Sight.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When people are scared, they vote right, not left. If you think these scum in the streets are going to make people in the middle vote for some more left-wing fanatics like the mayor of Minneapolis or the moronic communist governor of Wisconsin, Minnesota, the governors of these states. You're wrong. I've studied history. People turn to the right when they're scared. So the question now becomes, who do you blame for letting these rioters get out of control? I watched this. I, like you, could not stop watching it. Because I wanted the police to wade in and not do something. I wanted to see them take them down like the feral animals that they were. That's when you can quote me on that one. When I saw those punks with skateboards bashing in the windows and stealing merchandise in the name of justice, I wanted to see the cops drag them out across the street by their hair. But I didn't see it. Oh, and one little boy picked up a tear gas grenade and tried to throw it back. And then he got hit with another one. He said, "Mommy, I'm blinded. The cop shot me in the eye." Mommy. Mommy wasn't there, the radical mommy.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Okay, you know I'm a car guy. You know I've had a Hellcat. And with the ever-increasing numbers of cars like Dodge, BMW, and Volkswagen, and models like the Hellcat, X3, and Jetta, It's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. We all know that. I'm a car guy, and I'm telling you, why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while a counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com right in your home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you could then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts in a chain store or a new car dealership when you could do it at home on your own computer? Now, you may not know this, but chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and reliably low they are. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Does not require this. You could just do it yourself. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Just go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet sets. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered right to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. But best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write SAVAGE in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. That's SAVAGE. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Don't stand online in an auto parts store and wait for the hostile clerk to get back to you. Go to RockAuto.com.
All the parts your car will ever need.
Rock Auto.
All the parts your car will ever need.
RockAuto.com.
We are talking about the insurrection and the lack of leadership on the federal level in the United States of America right now, and people are scared. We saw the local police outnumbered, outmaneuvered, using social media platforms that should be closed down immediately. Look, I'll get into that later in the show. If they close down the sites that these thieves were using to go store to store, and it was a very organized robbery, it would slow them up, if not stop them in their tracks, and the police would have a chance to put the fires out as they began. But, you know, Zuckerberg doesn't want to give up a dime. Tim Cook doesn't want to give up any of his social media sites. They're doing real well. Tim Cook of Apple, he didn't even want to cooperate when an Islamic terrorist committed a couple of homicides here. Government had a fight with him for 2 years. Good people. They're really good people, these robber barons. Is it legal for you to defend your business from looters? What if the Antifa come to your house? What are your rights? Can you shoot them? Well, you better study the law really carefully. Really carefully. It is not legally justifiable to shoot someone in order to protect property alone. That's basically across the law. Texas law allows property owners to use deadly force to protect their properties if the owner reasonably believes that use of non-deadly force to protect the property will put someone at risk of death or bodily injury. Be very careful indeed. What about warning shots? Are they okay? Well, in the world we are living in today, I don't know what's okay. But there's an adage. You know the adage, Jim? How does it go? I'd rather be judged by whatever than carried by whatever. Yeah, judged. I'd rather be judged by 6 than carried by 12. Is that how it goes? Oh, judged by 6. I don't remember the rule on that one. But all I can say to you is I hope for their sake they don't come to the suburbs expecting people to throw flowers at them. That's all I can say. They're getting away with murder right now in mayhem. And, you know, I know something about brats and criminals and children. And the more they get away with, the more they're going to get away with. See, there's the one corollary that Governor Newsom hasn't figured out yet. He's been too busy locking us in our houses, shutting down businesses, destroying the California economy. Now he's got a 1-2 punch on his hand. I don't envy any governor right now. How are they ever going to recover after a 1-2 punch like this? First, they closed businesses for 3 months that didn't have to be closed. That's number one. You see the report that came out today from ABC News, left-wing ABC News, that all the lockdowns in the latest data analysis did not slow down the spread of COVID one iota. It was all a mistake. All a mistake. And they still got the restaurants closed here in San Francisco. The genius mayor here makes you wear a mask while you're eating. How do you eat while wearing a mask? What, do you put a straw in the mask? Idiots. Morons. But I want to go back to what triggered all of this. And I want you to separate what triggered all of this from what the vermin are doing now after it. What did I say when I watched that tape of George Floyd being killed by the cop? What did I say? Don't put me in the category with others, please. I said right then and there, the cop who did that should be tried for first degree murder. I said not third, first, because I watched the cop choke the life out of him. I watched him enjoy it. I saw the cop's face. And after he killed this man, he looked like a trophy hunter who had just killed an animal somewhere. He is a psychopath. The cop is a psychopath, I should add, in my opinion. In the opinion of any sane man, the cop was a psychopath. Cops agree with me. Police chiefs agree with me. The only people who don't agree with me are those in the intellectual circles. They want to debate it on the head of a pin. George Floyd family's lawyer has reported today, by the way, an independent autopsy just determined that Floyd died of asphyxiation. I didn't need an independent autopsy. I have a pair of eyes. When I watched him begging for his life, here's a guy handcuffed on the floor with four thugs, murderers, homicidal maniacs standing around. And the lead murderer, the lead homicidal maniac, has the knee on his neck, squeezing the life out of him. Everybody saw this. And he's begging for his life. And he screams at the end, "Mama, mama." That's the part that got to me. When he said, "Mama, mama, mama," I said, "Oh, God. How can anyone not have any shred of human compassion left in them? I don't care if they have a gun or a club. I don't care who they are. What, are we living in Hitler Germany?" So Baden, who just did the autopsy, said he died of asphyxiation from sustained pressure. Well, I saw that with my own eyes. And by the way, those of you who are lying to yourself, saying that if you can talk, you can breathe, save that for the right-wing rags that published that trash. If you can talk, you can breathe. Baden said nonsense. And there's no other health issue that could cause or contribute to the death. Police have this false impression that if you can talk, you can breathe. Baden said that's not true. The three other officers, by the way, should be tried, in my opinion, for not stopping their homicidal maniac compatriot. Maybe third degree. But he should get first degree, and he should get the death sentence for what he did. And by the way, nobody has supported police in the media more than I have. I've sent money. I support the police. But the police themselves know I'm right. There's not an officer of the law that wants to be tainted by this crazy man, what he did. But separate that from women in Union Square, San Francisco, walking out of Victoria's Secret with arms full of brassieres and underwear. I couldn't believe the picture I saw. He told by the liars in the liberal press that it was white supremacists doing the robbing. I don't know. I don't believe what I see. Only believe what you tell me. You want me to, not what I see. I mean, if I see people who are not white supremacists robbing brassieres and they're females of color, what should I say? They were Nazis wearing Wehrmacht uniforms. They're running out with brassieres, holding them from their, or high as they could. They were not out of town agitators. What a convenient excuse for Governor Waltz. By the way, did you see the little story over the weekend? Governor Waltz from the Farmers Labor Party in Wisconsin. Minnesota. I mixed the states up. I have the bias of a coastal resident. I always mix up Minnesota and Wisconsin. You'll have to pardon me on that one. All right, it's like a blur to me up there. I like the people generally, but it's a blur to me, Wisconsin and Minnesota. So the governor of Minnesota, who's from the former Labor Party, going back a long way, has a daughter. And take a guess what the daughter did over the weekend. I don't know. You didn't make it to the press because of the twisted press that we have, who should, you know what I think about them. So the daughter of this governor, she has a name, Hope Walz, W-A-L-Z. And we posted it from the Gateway Pundit on Friday, Saturday. Breaking exclusive, Minnesota governor's daughter, Hope Walz, was tweeting out intelligence to violent looters and rioters, just like Ilhan Omar's daughter, Ischa Hirsi. Are you listening to this? The groups that were doing the riots, the domestic terrorists, the revolutionary communists, egged on by the ACLU, egged on by the National Lawyers Guild, egged on by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the National Council of Churches. Those who were doing the looting and the burning were getting intelligence from within. So the daughter of the governor himself was listening to what daddy was doing and saying, and she was tweeting out police actions to them. Can you believe this? Could you believe how deeply implanted these people are? And what about New York City, communist mayor de Blasio? His daughter with the nose rings and the earrings. I guess I'm supposed to say it doesn't matter. It matters to me. I see someone with nose rings and earrings, I run the other way. That's all. I'm an old school kind of guy. I don't like nose rings. I don't like earrings. I'm sorry. I'm talking about a nose ring. I don't know who would wear a thing that hangs down an inch from a nose. Communist Mayor de Blasio's daughter arrested with other radicals at riot in New York City is my headline. At protest, they call it. See, I kept hearing the liars like Wolf Blitzer and those rat bum vermin. I wanted to reach through the screen and hang them. I wanted to hang them in an effigy. Let's put it to you that way. Jake Tapper, a wonderful prize of a human being. If Jake Tapper was younger, he'd have a skateboard and he'd be wearing black, breaking windows, in my opinion. You don't like it, Jake? Here's the phone number, 855-417-282. Tell us that you're not a left-wing radical bum. And Wolf Blitzer, that old, oh, God. They don't say one word. They call them protesters. My eyes are seeing them smashing windows, robbing merchandise, throwing firebombs at police, and Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper calling them protesters. And they're giving me the civil rights garbage over and over again. I've had it for 50 years of this crap. 50 years of this garbage. I'm sick of it. Jim's saying, slow down. You're trying to recover. Jim doesn't want me to get sick. I don't know, Jim. There are times like this to test a man's soul. Thank you, Jim, for caring about me. No one else does. But I'm in a sweat right now. I've turned red. Jim warned me not to let this happen. I've been warned by others not to let myself go that far. I went too fast, too far. We're living through a revolution, and the government has abdicated. I was sick when I heard that Trump was in the bunker. And people said I was lying on Twitter when I put it up last night. They were saying I was a liar and I was this. I tweeted, President Trump is sequestered in the White House bunker. This is revolution. Where is our government? I wanted him to give a speech to stop it. Something. I wanted him to say something. I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything from him. Did you? Did you hear anything from the president? I haven't heard anything. And today he attacked the governors. That was his answer. Sorry, wrong answer. So look at the headline now on the Drudge Report. There was no greater supporter of Donald Trump than Matt Drudge. And here's his headline today. Trump hides in bunker as protests rage, calls governors weak, fools, and jerks. That's Matt Drudge. Is he wrong? What do you think? Do I have time for one call, Jim? Yes, I'm taking it anyway. You have no control over me. 1 30-second call. Daniel in Texas, line 6. Fire away, Daniel. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, this is nothing short of an opening salvo of a coup against this White House and this country. There is a legitimate discussion to be had on police brutality, but instead of restoring order, we have a president who looks like a deposed banana republic leader hiding out in his bunker. And Limbaugh and Wallbanger and Levin and Fox News refuse to say that the emperor has no clothes, that the communist vermin are at the gates, and they need to...
Okay, so wait, let's back up a minute. Did you vote for Donald Trump? I need to know that. Come on, and be honest.
I went to his first rally in Dallas. I donated. I had the signs in my yard. I campaigned for him.
All right. So you're a real conservative, a real hardcore rock rib Republican type.
I wore the MAGA hat. I have Donald Trump shirts. I have his posters on my refrigerator. I am hardcore. And I'm telling you, we need to talk to the president and tell him that he needs to take action now. This is a coup against his presidency, and he's getting terrible advice. We're hearing from the Washington Post and New York Times. He's planning to meet with the protest leaders for listening sessions.
Oh, God in heaven. Oh, God. This is coming from, I know where this is coming from. I don't even have to fill in the paragraph who's advising him. That's the worst mistake he can make. Wait, he's calling the governors weak fools and jerks, and he's going to get down on bended knee and talk to the protesters?
All right.
All right. Let's see. We'll be back in a minute on the Savage Nation to listen to the rest.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
When people are scared, they vote right. I want to ask you who you blame. Who do you blame for letting these riots get out of control? Has Trump done enough? What would you recommend right now to stop these street thugs right now? Should the military be brought in to quell the riots? Now, my position is clear. The 82nd Airborne was brought in the past. We know that. And it worked. It worked real well. I've seen it work many times when cities were threatened to be burned to the ground. And I've seen when the cops arrive, the punks run away. They skate away. And when the cops do their job, what happened to them? Two were fired in Atlanta by that psychotic mayor. I saw one woman slap a cop in the face. Black woman, big black woman, slapped the white cop in the face twice. He didn't do anything. He couldn't. You see, his hands were tied. What happened next? A large male African-American cop came over and gave her a roundhouse right, and he laid her out. She didn't get up for minutes. She was out cold, well, as George Foreman after his grill went dead. Let's put it to you that way. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be back with you in the next hour. Be here or be nowhere.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book, see the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Helter Skelter, you know that was, right? What was that guy's name? I forgot already. The guy who died last year, nut in the jail. The Sharon Tate murders. I forgot his name, the mass murderer. Jim, remember? Anyway, Manson. Charles Manson said that he killed Sharon Tate, cut the baby out of her womb in order to start a race war. He wanted to blame it on blacks to trigger a race war in America. He says the only thing that'll purify the country. So if you think he is alone in wanting to start a race war, just watch your TV every night and you'll see who else is trying to start a race war. The punks in Antifa want a race war. And so I've asked a number of questions in the first hour. We only answered one of them. Who do you blame for letting these riots get out of control? Has Trump done enough? What would you recommend be done to stop the street thugs tonight, right now? And should the military be called in to quell the riots? It doesn't matter what I'm saying. It's going to happen. Because these punks, no matter what anyone does, are going to do it more tonight. They're going to be wilder each night because they're like brats that are out of control. These are children without fathers. They're with communist mothers. It's okay, honey. You smear doo-doo on the wall. You're an artist. Oh, look at that. And the father comes around, but he put doo-doo on the wall. Oh, no, honey, that's art. That's a modern day piece of modern art, honey. You got it all wrong. So now he's out there with the skateboard, that skinny skank, breaking windows, stealing, burning, laughing at the cops, laughing after he gets arrested. And he's going to do more tonight because no one has shut him down. He never had a father stop him. And so it's going to happen. The military will be called out. I heard just now that Trump is going to meet with the protesters from a caller. If he does that, I think I'm out of the election. I won't vote. If calling the governors weak and fools and jerks, he's going to go meet with them? Does that make sense to you? You know, over the weekend, I said a lot of things. And one of the questions I asked was, should Trump stop Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and Google to quell the riots? Now, why would I ask that? I'm in the First Amendment business. Because I've spoken to people who know how this works, and they told me that I couldn't understand why all these schmucks are running around with cameras in their hands. And he said they all think they're movie stars showing the violence to their circle of friends on Instagram mainly and Telegraph, which is owned by a Russian, incidentally, not even U.S. owned. And I said, well, why can't we shut down Instagram? It's owned by Instagram is owned by Mark Zuckerberg, right? He bought it. So the monopoly that Zuckerberg controls is Facebook, Instagram, and God knows what else. So these fools, these criminals are running around doing the looting and showing it on Instagram, telling people where to meet up and whatever to do the next act of violence and thievery. I said, should Trump stop these social media companies temporarily? So I got a lot of answers. Most of you said no, but some said interesting things. Guy says, if the government can shut down my restaurant, they can shut down Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and Instagram. Bingo. I mean, the government shuts you down, your restaurant's out of business, your store's out of business because of these moronic MPH, MD morons in the health departments. They shut you down because they're moronic and they made a mistake, not even controlling the epidemic. And now they can't shut them down? Why not? If they're spreading the violence like that. That's a very good question, incidentally, for us to discuss. Now, we're going to discuss it, and I think the best way to do it is with you, the audience. However, before I take your calls, and we're, of course, busy, people are very angry, as you would expect. All of those of us in talk radio know that these are very, very demanding times. We don't want to egg you on, but we also want you to understand that we are also an American. We're also Americans. We also watch the TV. We also get violent feelings when we watch the punks breaking windows and robbing and setting police cars on fire. I watched in Philly last night. I was infuriated. A line of six police cars had been abandoned by the police. And the punks were jumping on the roof, setting their cars on fire, stealing their goods out of the cars. Six, seven police cars in a row stopped. Why? You know, because there's no Mayor Rizzo anymore. There's a song, you know, there's no England anymore. There's no Mayor Rizzo anymore. Philly was once run by a tough Italian mayor named Rizzo. You could pretty much figure out what kind of guy he was by his name. Well, the Black Liberation Army or something along those lines. I can't keep up with all the radical names associated in those areas. The Black Liberationists or the Black Anarchist Army, I don't know, whatever, took over a row of houses in Philly. Men, women, children, they just took it over and they wouldn't get out of the houses. They occupied them, you know. Was anarchy, and they said they owned the houses. They squatted in them. I don't know how much time Rizzo gave them, but they wouldn't leave. Well, Rizzo didn't go in with a dove or a bouquet of roses. He didn't say, I'm going to get on my knee and talk with you. He firebombed the entire block of houses, and he killed everybody in the houses. Men, women, and children were fried like French fries. They were fried to the ground. That ended the radicals right then and there. It was over. There was a little peace after that. Now, I'm not recommending it. That was another time, primitive times in America when there were Rizzos for mayors. Now you got pansies for mayors, like in Minneapolis. Look at that schmuck. You know, that guy really got to me. This is a part you got to understand. I'm Jewish, right? So I've told you that. I hate Jews who say they're Jews because they eat bagels and lox. I wanted to strangle him. He's one parent's Jewish, one isn't. He says he's Jewish because he eats bagels and lox on Sundays. Can you believe this moron? I mean, what an embarrassment this person is to say he's Jewish because he eats bagels and lox. He got the worst part of the Jewish experience. He became a psychotic left-wing liberal. That's all he got out of the Jewish experience. So that's the mayor. You hear this? That's the mayor. From Mayor Rizzo to Mayor Bagels and Lox in one generation. I should say it's not even bagels and lox. It's from Mayor Rizzo to Mayor Cream Cheese in one generation. But we don't have mayors like that anymore. Look what we have here in San Francisco. Oh, my God. Ming, what a mayor we have. This idiot won't even open up the businesses. This moron doesn't even know where money comes from. She grew up in public housing, so it's always been government money. So she figures, what is business? You don't even know what business is, so keep the businesses closed. And the sheeple in the city don't even open their business out of defiance. Oh, God, there's so much going on. So everyone hears that Trump said he's going to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist group. Will he do it? Who knows? My president, your president, says things and doesn't follow through in many cases. We know that by now, and it's very disturbing. My father taught me, never say something that you're not going to do. He warned me. He told me, then warned me, told me. And he said, if I make a promise, Michael, he said, I'm going to always live up to it, and you must do the same thing. He taught me, don't say you're going to do something and not do it. That's how I was raised, by my immigrant father. They lived by the old world, the old code. If you say it, you do it. Oh, now he's going to do this. Now he's going to do that. He's going to do this. The mayors are morons. The governors are schmucks. I'm going to meet with them. Now, I don't understand it anymore. So what left-wing groups are behind the punks with the skateboards setting police cars on fire? Well, we hear Antifa. Everyone, Antifa, 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 anti-fascist. They all think they're fighting Hitler. They're all fighting Hitler with their firebombs. But they are the military wing of the other groups. And I have a list of them for you. You may even be a member. You may even give them money. Amnesty International. They're the soft Antifa. Get it? Black Lives Matter is a little of both. They're both soft and hard. Center for American Progress. Center for Media and Democracy. Center for Science and the Public Interest. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Citizen Action. Citizens Fund. ColorofChange.org. Common Assets Defense Fund. Cordoba Initiative. Media Matters for America, MoveOn.org, ProPublica, Netroots Nation, Tides Center, Tides Center Projects, Tides Foundation, Transnational Resource and Action Center, Turning Point Project, Youth Empowerment Center, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Lilly Endowment, Bain Foundation, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Blue Moon Fund, Joyce Foundation, HKH Foundation, Dolan Charitable Trust, Vanguard Foundation, Archer Foundation, Saul Alinsky's Back of the Yards Community Council, National Hip Hop Political Convention, Cuban Council of Churches, Pastors for Peace, Progressive Religious Partnership, People for the American Way, Interfaith Alliance, Interfaith Worker Justice, American Friends Service Committee, Clergy Leadership Network, America Coming Together, National Council of Churches, Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility, National Lawyers Guild. These are but some of the radical leftist groups in my analysis that are behind the violence in the streets. Now, they'll say they aren't. They will say, oh, no, you have no right to smear us. We're for peace and love. How many of them put on masks in the last 3 days? How many members of these so-called peace groups had masks on, not to prevent COVID, but to hide as they were committing violence or joining the protests? How many? I don't know. But I know this. One of them was caught. Accused Molotov cocktail hurler is Ivy League educated lawyer and community activist. Bingo. There he was. His picture's on my Twitter feed at a Savage Nation. There's his picture right there. Nice fella. An Ivy League educated lawyer and member of a Brooklyn community board was among those arrested for hurling a Molotov cocktail at a marked NYPD vehicle in George Floyd protests. Colin Ford Mattis was allegedly behind the wheel of a tan minivan as his passenger, fellow attorney Uroge Raymond, allegedly hurled the incendiary at an empty NYPD vehicle outside the 88th Precinct Station House in Fort Greene. Now, Mr. Mattis, nice-looking fella, nice shirt, nice tie, wearing a mask at the time, is a graduate of Princeton University, NYU School of Law, and he's an associate at corporate Manhattan firm Prior Cashman. Prior Cashman. So the law firm itself, you should read what they had to say. They're just like him, the same mentality, same liberal mentality. So this one puts on a mask and allegedly with his buddy threw a Molotov cocktail. And he's an Ivy educated lawyer. You hear this? So don't tell me that they're all peace and love. Tell me what's behind the peace and love. 855-47282. Let's go to the callers, by the way. Let's go to the callers. I read you all those groups. You're going to all say, where is that found? It's in a book I wrote years ago called Scorched Earth, pages 98 and 99, with a few added. And all these names will again appear in a book that I am currently working on, which God knows if I finish it by October will be out. You'll see all of it. Should I read you the title? You want to know the title of the book? I've not mentioned it once yet. Hold on. You're not going to believe this story. You got to believe. No, I'm going to tell him the story now. I don't know if you're going to believe this story, but you better believe it. Because I don't tell you. I tell you the truth. I don't try to mince a word here. I signed a deal before I got sick with my publisher, who did all of my last great books, all of them. And the title was Trump's Fight for America, The Battle Continues by Michael Savage. And as time went on, I got very uncomfortable with the title. And I insisted that it be changed. And we've changed it to Our Fight for America. I don't have to say another word. Our Fight for America. Do I have to explain why I changed the title? Does that say it all? Now, I will vote for the president because I'll never vote for that other dunce and what comes after. Could you imagine? You know, someone said something interesting to me yesterday during all of this mayhem. She said that if Hillary Clinton were president, she wouldn't have let these riots get out of control. She would have been tougher than Trump. I said, what do you mean tougher? She said, are you kidding, her and Bill? You think that they wouldn't have put them down like the feral animals that they are? They would have had probably hit squads in the streets taking out the leaders if they ever got that far. I said, I don't know, maybe you're right. She said, Hillary Clinton would not have let these riots get as far as they got. Never. Now, I don't know whether that's true or false, but I know nothing was done, basically. The poor police were outgunned, outmanned. They had their hands behind their back. The mayors shackled them, deballed them, caponized them, turned them into chickens without beaks and claws. And the vermin took advantage of the weakness of the police. I'll be back.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Who do you blame for letting these riots get out of control? Has Trump done enough? What would you recommend to stop the street thugs right now? Should Trump shut down the social media giants temporarily to quell the rioters? Should the military be brought in to quell the riots? Now, there is a correction from one of my followers on Twitter who goes by the handle College Blitz. He says, correction, Wilson Good, who succeeded Frank Rizzo, ordered the bombings of the row homes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But I did tweet something during the show after the last hour, which is when people are scared, they vote right, not left. And I think that's a very important thing for us to keep in mind. And I don't know whether the Trump team knows that and that they're letting this fester. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little worried right now because they're not really active. They're not proactive enough here. And what do you think about the idea of the young woman who said to me that Hillary Clinton, had she been president, would have stopped these people cold in their tracks? She never would have let this get out of hand. She would have used much tougher tactics than Trump is using. You know, it's an interesting question. Well, first of all, it wouldn't have happened under Hillary Clinton because they all would have been working for her one way or the other, all these groups. But let's say you did have riots and insurrections in the country. You think Hillary would let it get this far? She'd be tougher than Trump, you think? I don't know. Nevada Dino line two. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that Trump was giving these governors the opportunity to do the right thing, and clearly they failed. And so
you agree that Trump should have today called the governors weak fools and jerks, not try to work with them, but he should have just browbeat them? You think that's correct?
No, I don't. Well, they definitely deserve to be browbeaten, but that's besides the point.
Do we have the sound, Jim, of him browbeating them?
I'm sorry. What?
It was too hard to understand. We don't have the sound, but so you agree it is the weak governors who let this happen?
Absolutely.
Well, so you think he has no responsibility in it at all?
Yeah, I definitely think he has some responsibility, and I think he's going to show that today. After
how? Okay, how? When and how? What's he going to do?
Well, I think he's going to bring in the military today.
Let's hope.
I just saw.
Let's hope to God we see tanks rolling into the streets, and that I love the mothers say that it intimidated their children. You hear this? They said that the tanks. One of these left-wing Congress morons, I think Occasional Cortex, who should be deported, said that the military force and the police intimidated the rioters. You hear this? That Cortex creature, if her brain was operating at a quarter capacity, it'd be double what it is now.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You know, in a few weeks, that $600 a week that Uncle Donald is giving you on top of your unemployment is going to run out. $600 a week so you can go out and riot or do nothing, whatever you want, sit on your behind. What's going to happen when that money runs out? The country now has a 1-2 punch. First, the morons close the states and the cities out of a panic on the COVID epidemic. Now you get hit with the riots and the cities are crippled. Many of the cities are crippled economically. People can't reopen their businesses. You got these radical vermin in the streets who should be rounded up, frankly, and put into detention immediately, not waiting for them to break a window or hurt something. You appear with a mask, you appear with a club, you're arrested. That's all. But, okay, how is the country going to survive this? Tell me how it's going to survive this. And who is responsible for this? You know, who is responsible? Who's not doing their job here? Trump jumps in this morning, and instead of trying to bring people together, I'm sorry, he calls the governors weak fools and jerks. That's not appropriate. I am sorry. I don't approve of that. Even if they are weak. You know, there's an adage that I learned many years ago. I'm a former teacher. And I found it in my own life as a father. I found it in my own life when dealing with myself. If you take a man as he is, you make him worse. If you take a man as he can be, you make him better. I've used it for 40 years now, and it really works. And I know who wrote it. It was Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E, for those of you who know who that is. If you take a man as he is, you make him worse. Meaning you call a man weak, a fool, or a jerk, he becomes weaker, foolish, and more jerky. You understand that? But if you say to the fool, look, here's how you should behave, or here is what you should do, and you do it nicely. You say to the jerk, you don't say you're a jerk. You say, look, here's what I think you ought to do, and here's why I think it'll work, and here's how I'm going to help. Then you make the jerk less jerky. Take a man as he is, you make him worse. Take a man as he, or treat a man as he can be, you make him strong, better. It works with children, and it works with people. That was a mistake. But what do you think right now? California, Stefan, line 3. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. Not there. Stefan, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, not, yeah, go quickly. Come on. Let's make it quick.
Okay. The mayors blew it Tuesday morning. The mayors of the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, should have announced a rally Tuesday morning. Oakland Coliseum, no windows to break, stages up, sound set, and these speakers. Where's Willie Brown? And all these speakers.
Well, Willie, wait. I don't understand. Call us. Speakers about what?
To talk to the protesters. Keep.
They wouldn't have. Come on. They wouldn't have gone. They only understand. Look, come on. You know that they're radicalized. They're not going to listen to a speech. They only understand one thing. Okay, let me put it another way. When you have a forest fire raging out of control, if you're in the firefighting business, what do you do to stop a forest fire? This is firefighting 101. What do? You build a trench and you build a backfire. Why do you build another fire? Because only fire will stop fire. That's where they're saying you fight fire with fire. And the only way to fight these vermin is with more violence. And that means giving the police free rein to bring them down like the feral animals that they are. And you put up a sign, looters will be shot. That's all. End of story. Now, I know it's never going to happen. But I have my own world that I live in. To me, it's suddenly 1956. There are fins in my brain, okay? I have tail fins in my brain. Suddenly, it's 1956 when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. I still live in that world. Okay, you want to riot, you punk bum, you. You want to riot, you piece of. You want to break a window with your skateboard, you skank, you. I told you before, I grew up in Queens, New York. The cops were tough as nails. We were afraid of them. They had nightsticks. Nobody was under like 6 foot two. You had to have a certain height. Now as a 5 foot one, you're the police chief in San Francisco. Especially if you have a nose ring and you're transgendered. That's the three qualifications. Under 5 feet, nose ring, transgendered, and you hate the country. Then you those are the qualifications for police chief in most sanctuary cities today. Oh, and foreign born. So the cops were very big, and they were mean and tough. Really mean. They were mean. Some of my friends got beaten up behind a police station. That's absolutely true. They were no good. They gave them a good beating, and the kids never did it again. Was it legal? No. Do I approve of it? I didn't like it at the time, but it kept the kids on the straight and narrow. The streets were safer. So I wouldn't blame the police. There's plenty of cops who could still do the job. Plenty of them could snap your neck like a breadstick if they had to. Let me tell you that. Right now, they could snap your neck like a breadstick. But you got the pansies and such running the departments. I saw a cop pushed someone. He got thrown off the force yesterday. Girl got pushed, got knocked down. Some rioting skank got rioting and threw it down. He got fired. I never saw. How can you maintain law and order if you tell those who are supposed to maintain law and order that they're the lawless ones? They're not the ones who broke the neck of this guy. They're not the ones who stepped on the neck of this guy. What are you blaming them for what he did? Right? So if you don't know who I am or what you're listening to, always some right-wing guys justifying the murder of the guy, you're wrong. You're wrong. I mean, the record is clear. Go to my Twitter feed and see what I said last week when it happened and compare my tweets to those of the butt kissers in the media and see what they said. They had to find out what to say from the White House. They had to get clearance first. They had to get the mimeograph sheet from the administration to see what was safe to say. Then I put their finger up. So I was pretty clear because I used my own judgment. When I saw that guy begging for his life, I was pretty straight out with it in what I said. And I'm trying to find it. So here it is. May 28th. That was the day I saw it. Cop killed black man in slow-mo. You hear the poor man crying for his mother. He should be tried for murder in the first degree with added charges of a hate crime. I'm on record, May 28th. I'll live with that record. Disturbing video shows a Minneapolis police officer with his knee pinned on the neck of a moaning man. It was a begging man who was begging for his life. That is not a normal restraint. Everyone knew he was trying to kill him. And the cop, if you watch the video, looked crazy to me. He looked deranged. He was enjoying it. You saw the cop looking like he had brought down an animal, like a trophy animal. And onlookers are saying, he's not even moving. Get off his neck. Don't kill me. I cannot breathe. And he starts to say, mama, mama, mama. That's what got to me. I'm sorry. See, I'm a man with compassion. I don't like watching an animal killed in a slaughterhouse. I won't step on a ladybug if I'm walking in the street. Maybe you enjoy stepping on a ladybug. I don't. It's one of God's creatures. I see a ladybug in the street. As small as it is, I step around an ant if I can. Say, oh, what kind of guy are you? You won't even kill an ant. No, I won't even kill an ant if I don't have to. They invade my kitchen, I'll poison them and kill them all. But if I see ants out in the street, I won't step on them. Same here with the rioters. See, same thing. I won't step on an ant if I'm walking in the street, but if they invade my house, I'll get the poison. Same thing. This cop was squeezing the life out of the man as he was dying, and that one standing next to him was watching, doing nothing, standing over him. It looked like something out of Nazi Germany, only worse even. The Nazis took the people and did it quietly. These guys were doing it on the street. All right, so horrible first-degree murder is what I said, and I stick by that. I'm not going to sit and debate you. It's a legal maneuver in Minneapolis, and he wasn't on his neck. He was on his back. He was on the back, and he didn't die. It was an underlying condition. Come on. What kind of moron are you? Who do you think you're talking to here? Never saw anything like this in my life. And okay, so the guy was arrested 3 days later, whatever, in that third degree, blah, blah, blah. The wheels of, you know, justice turn slowly, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I got it. So then all of a sudden, the next day, we see the looting start. What do I treat? Looting in the name of justice equals the liberal narrative. Bingo. That's all. That's their always their answer. Steal the brassieres. Go rob the brassieres and this and that. Why do I keep saying brassieres? Because there's the picture on May 31st. Two young women. Young women. I have other words. I use them if I was in my living room with you right now. Two young women are seen with their arms filled with ladies' lingerie and underwear coming out of Victoria's Secret on Union Square in San Francisco. You see, they were trying to get stealing brassieres in the name of justice was my headline. I mean, what are you going to do here? Then another one. I couldn't believe it. Then there's another one, a young lady of color, more brassieres in her hands, smiling. Oh, she's happy. Oh, yeah. The glass is broken. The hands are full of the underwear and the brassieres. She's having a wonderful time. This was after the mayor said it was white supremacists doing it. So my headline was, more white supremacists caught looting on camera. Couldn't help it. You know, sometimes you have to use a little sarcasm. More white supremacists caught robbing brassieres on camera. Oh, stupid. Who they think they're talking to? Lockdown. Don't go to the beach. Don't go to the beach, but you can go and riot without a mask. Can't go to the beach, can't open a restaurant, but you can riot without a mask. Just no social distancing requiring for your riots. Idiots, you see who's running things now. Oh, God, what a country. So here we are. We're property owners. What are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do, bad boy? You're all locked and loaded. You're sitting saying you're going to defend yourself. I'll kill him if he comes through my gate. You better think carefully. You better study the law. They know the law better than you because they're advised by the ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, and all the other legal groups of vermin that I've read to you before. They know how to provoke you without breaking the law so that you break the law and you go to jail. Do you understand that? There was a case here in Marin County a few years ago of a guy who was even retreating into his own garage. It was a fender bender, two white guys, fender bender, old guys. And the other moron gets out of his car and trails the other guy. Actually, no, I don't know, it was a yelling, screaming match or a fender bender. He trails him to his house. The first guy retreats into his garage and the other guy follows him in his, to his driveway. And the guy in the garage tells him, don't, da-da-da-da, and the guy keeps coming at him. The guy in the garage who had been retreating shoots the guy several times in the stomach with a high-caliber handgun. And the other one didn't die, no less. That's a shocker. I never heard of rounds in the stomach that you don't die from, never in my life. So the long and short of it is, the guy who shot him actually got off. It's hard to believe in this county. I mean, he was retreating. He tried not to shoot him. He backed up, even in his own house. They try to crucify him. Well, they didn't. But nevertheless, you know how much money it must have cost that guy to defend himself in the courts, given the twisted, perverted legal system that we have? But okay, so he got off. He had to sell the house and move. The other man thankfully survived. All over nothing. All over some idiot getting, you know, and by the way, the road rage is at an all-time high because of the COVID lockdowns. Oh, my God, I can tell you stories. You don't believe it, how people are crazy. They're going nuts. They're going nuts out there. Okay, so let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. I want to go to North Carolina. Paul, is he still there on line six? Paul, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
I want to say that I agree with your characterization of how this cop killed George Floyd in slow motion. It was extremely difficult to watch, and I became enraged, much like I got just as angry as when I saw the day before the person in the nursing home attacking the patient. There's something very, very disturbing.
Oh, and that was a reverse racial situation.
Yeah, the media didn't cover that, but...
No. Wolf Blitzer didn't get around to that one, no.
Yeah.
I understand by the call screener that you are a former officer from Minnesota, is that correct?
No, from NYPD, from New York.
Okay, and you're retired in North Carolina. That's where many cops go to retire, right?
Yes.
Sounds like a great place to be, unless it's been perverted by the university system, probably has.
Starting.
Okay, so you're former NYPD... You watched the murder by the cop, and have you ever been taught to put a knee on the neck of a person after they're handcuffed?
No, no. And I can't say that there are situations where someone's very big and you're alone. You would not believe the amount of strength some of these people have, especially if they're on PCP.
Oh, believe me, I've heard from cops. This guy was complying, though.
That's the thing, Michael. He was complying, and he was arrested for forgery. It's not like this guy went out and raped someone or...
Wait a minute. When I said heard forgery, I thought he tried to forge something. He passed a $20 bill that had been counterfeited. He didn't counterfeit it.
Right. No, I understand.
How many of us are spending bills that may be counterfeited? We don't even know it, right?
That's why a lot of people are saying it should be murder one, because there was hardly a charge to begin with. But if you watch the whole video, Floyd complied the whole entire way.
Did you see the earlier video that came out the other day of him struggling inside the police car prior to the homicide?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. Well, they had him in the police car, and they were apparently beating the hell out of him in the police car prior to this.
Yeah. Well,
they were laying it into him. They were almost beating him with their fists prior to the homicide strangulation. They were beating him up in the police car as well. So this is a disgusting situation, but it does not justify the looting and the burning. That's the whole point of the show, is it not?
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
You know, in the closing minute of this show, and the entire show can be heard later on my podcast, the people are saying, why is the president not speaking to us? This is the number one complaint I am getting on my social media. Without blaming, they're saying, wait a minute, we were scared this weekend. We saw riots. We saw insurrection. We saw lawlessness. We saw the police being outfoxed and outmaneuvered. We saw the police having their hands tied. We saw buildings burning. We saw looting. Why didn't the president speak to us with the presidential seal from the Oval Office, is what people are saying, to try to calm we, the law-abiding Americans, telling us that he has the situation under control and things will return to normal shortly? Why didn't he do that? That's what the people are demanding. And they're saying, where is our leadership? Where is our government? That's all they're saying. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Savage.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.